The following program is not medical advice. It is for entertainment purposes only. For medical, psychological, psychiatric advice, etc., please contact your doctor. Blueprints can be very, very powerful things, especially a blueprint for life that may be given to someone at a young age, a blueprint for continued anxiety and stress and sorrow and back and forth. Can that cycle be broken once we become more in control of our own lives? Can the dreams that are produced because of that blueprint be broken? We're going to talk about that in one of the letters that sent into us on today's episode of Dream Meanings. Plus, what triggers anxiety? Can a sound trigger feelings of stress, anxiety, horror even? We'll talk about what some call the ghost frequency and what it may do to our dreams. That and much more on today's episode of Dream Meanings. I'm Tony Bruschi. Stick around. Here we go. Episode number 3 of Dream Meanings. Excited to be here for it. Of course, if you have a dream you want to share with us, you can send us your dream story on our website at dreamingradio.com, D-R-E-A-M-I-N-G, radio.com, or you can call in toll free at 1-800-606-7193. It's 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Just call in, leave your story, and we may play it back on a future episode and discuss and maybe figure out at least what my interpretation is of your dream and what it may mean. Of course, all this stuff completely up for discussion. No definitive answer to any of this, just like our other show about ghosts. It's all speculative, but that's what makes it so interesting, is getting others' opinions, getting others' thoughts, and expanding our view on this and our reach on this from just our own consciousness and our own experiences. Because that's truly, really what we base a lot of our interpretations on, is just that, our experiences. When you add another person's experiences into the mix, you end up getting possibly a whole other outcome and a whole other thing to look at when considering the world. Oh, dreams, but you're probably already well aware of that. 800-606-7193 is our phone number. Let's go to our first letter today. This comes into us from Christine, and she says, I felt like I was a man in a group of men in my dream. I'm actually female in real life. There were many people in this dream. Now that I think about it, I wasn't the group as a man. In an odd way, I was also in the crowd of people at the same time. These men were on display as if in a zoo. For a moment, I was standing in the exhibit looking in awe at the crowd of people. It was exhilarating. The people started to leave, but I was yelling out to the crowd to be funny. We all had to go in the door where there was all water around. Maybe we were on an island. Through this door, we somehow ended up on a narrow path on a ledge. We were scared but feeling adventurous, walking outside at night. From there, we found a house that was abandoned, which we used for shelter as the night grew darker and more dangerous. People were after us. We got so scared and panicky. The bad people were coming closer. Somehow we were aware that our lives were in danger. The people came and we didn't move. We stayed on the porch of the house, and there was some danger in the house as well. I don't know what happened or where the others were originally with us went. There were only two of us left on the porch. We'd been spared from the danger we thought would come to us via the bad people. They left, as we were no longer a threat. However, we were no longer safe on the porch. So there you go. Lots of very interesting imagery, settings changing dramatically. What does it all mean? I asked her what was going on in your life at the time of this dream, and she said it was about 15 years ago. said she saw the post on Facebook about us working on this and decided to dig into her dream journals. Said she was in her early 20s and a student at a local community college in which she was an electronic media communications major, cinema's studies minor. Said I was anxious pretty much all the time because I was unhappy and just wanted to move on with my life beyond school and my mundane part-time job I had while I was going to school. Don't get me wrong, I love school. I couldn't wait to get out of there and do more with myself. And what sort of questions do you have when I ask that? Don't really have any specific questions since the dream was dreamt so many years ago. Just want to hear your thoughts on the images, etc. I often have very vivid dreams with multiple things and crazy imagery going on. Don't be surprised if you get multiple submissions from me. Though, what does it mean or could mean when you're not seeing yourself in your dream as you are in walking life or feeling like you're more than one person in your dreams or in more than one place at a time? For the most part, my dreams often highlight different emotions and various scenery and people. It's an interesting thing to me to have a dream where you're almost like you're watching a TV show where you're not necessarily part of it, although it sounds like in this dream she was jumping in and out of the plot line, if you will. What does it all mean? I don't necessarily know that the perspective has a lot of meaning on it, meaning if you're watching this going on or if you are part of it, it could play into just the feeling, the lack of control in your life. I wouldn't so much put a lot of weight necessarily on the male female aspect of it, where she felt like she was a male or she felt like she was in a group of men and she was also a man in there. I may just be something that was more so speaking to some of the concerns and some of the worries of the industry that she was studying at the time. So that could possibly be what that was, where a fairly male dominated industry and being a female in it. Those thoughts that may have been going through her head, anxiety about that, about the unfairness that exists in several industries. Especially at that time in your life, when you're in your early 20s and you're discovering all these things about the world and discovering how things have worked for a good period of time, be it good or bad. But just the reality of here's what the world offers. Here's what these fields offer. And here's where things are at right now. How am I going to fit in with it? It seemed to be something that was more so to do with fitting in, the way that people were looking at you through a cage, almost like you were a zoo animal. How do you fit in when people are always looking at you and judging you? And then you're trying to get away from the said bad monster that's out there. Once you go through the cage, it's like you left the cage. You were out there. Then you were entering the real world. It was probably speaking to the anxieties of, okay, I may have some anxiety and some frustration here of being in school, being in a setting of that nature, and I'm ready to leave. But also, when I leave this cage that is school, there's anxieties there too. It's one of those things where there's the grass always greener on the other side. I really think it was just kind of a, for lack of a better term, coming of age moment of examining in your mind, playing through all the anxieties of what's going on in your world at that moment and what are the possibilities that the world holds for you or held for you at that moment in time once you transitioned into the next phase of life. That would be my take on that that specific dream. So thank you for sharing that with us. Again, our phone number, feel free to call it 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. I love when we get phone calls. 800-606-7193. You leave your story there and then we play it back on the show, very much like we do on the Ghost Show. Very similar type setup here at Dream Meetings. And if you're going, what's the Ghost Show? A lot of our listeners have come over and followed us here to this additional show, but maybe you're finding us for the first time on this show. We host another show. When I say we, I mean me and my wife, who will make periodic appearances on this show. Our other show is called Real Ghost Stories Online, and that's what you can look up on iTunes or Stitcher or what have you. And that's a show very similar setup. People call in their ghost stories or write in their ghost stories, and we discuss them. We don't go and investigate. We're not here to judge. Is this real? Is this not? We just discuss the experience and go from there. So another non-judgmental way to share experiences that you've had and get some feedback on it. So you can check that out at realghoststoriesonline.com. Our phone number here is 800-606-7193, or you can share your story with us at dreamingradio.com. Let's go to a caller. Hi.
Hi, Brewskis. This is Derek Spradling calling in my first dream story. As of this voice recording, this dream happened over the weekend. On your other podcast, I heard a person talking about the ghost frequency, the thing that's in between like 16 to 18 hertz. You feel the sound more than you hear it. I did an interesting experiment. I had this sound playing while I was playing video games. Legend of Zelda Breath of the Wild, for those who might be curious, but I didn't feel the dread while I was playing the game. Matter of fact, it felt like I was doing better at the game. Like, the combat in the game is really hard, and I felt like I was a master of it at that time. But, I mean, I get so wrapped up in the game, I forget the dream, or I forget the ghost frequency is even playing. I'm just wrapped up in my game. This is the last thing I do, though, before I go to bed that night. And I have a really messed up dream. Of course. So another individual called in with a dream about how, like, inside the dream, they were basically in a copy and paste dream version of where they were at when they were asleep. This was kind of like that, only my room was rearranged. My bed was on the opposite corner of where I was at, and where I was at was a keyboard. And this is, I usually have a window unit running while I sleep because I like the sound it makes. But once I'm asleep, I don't really hear it in my dream. But this is the first time I could hear it in my dream. And that'll become important later. But it's a nightmare, actually, that I'm not directly involved with. Not for the most part, anyway, but I'm hearing, it's like when you're hearing questionable noises outside. This is some really unsettling stuff. So what I'm hearing is running, and the voice of a child crying. And kind of frantically, like panicking, kind of screaming a little bit. And then I hear a gunshot and then silence. And then a moment later, this redneck is firing off his gun and screaming in rage. And avoid the window unit because I don't want bullets flying in and hitting me and killing me. The reason why the window unit's so important to this story is because I can feel every sensation inside the dream. And like I said about my bed being on the opposite corner of the room, the air coming out of the window unit accommodated that inside the dream, where it was coming at me from the front when normally it comes at me from the back. And even the sound was appropriately placed. To where it was, the window unit sounded like it was in front of me. The level of detail, like, it's one of those dreams you can feel. I'm not sure how many people have dreams where they literally feel the sensations in the dream. Usually you can pinch yourself and you won't feel the pinch, but I didn't pinch myself in this dream, so I'm pretty sure I could feel the pinch and still be in the dream. But anyway, back to what's happening. So the redneck continues like screaming for a while. And at the end of the dream, my door creaks open and someone's sneaking in with a flashlight, talking on a walkie-talkie. And I assume they have a gun in their hand. You know, it's night. I can't really see too well between the glaring light and the darkness in my room. So I try to act like I'm asleep so he won't, like, I won't, like, startle him and he'll shoot me. But then I wake up back in the real world, and I think this dream, like I said before the dream, I was playing with the ghost frequency. I was also playing a video game while I was listening to the ghost frequency, so I think I repressed the dread, and then it kind of manifested in that dream. Or I think, too, maybe I was pulled into an alternate reality for a short second, maybe even. I don't know about that, but another thing, I live in a rural area. Matter of fact, some people who have given me rides to my house have commented that this is serial killer land, you know. So maybe playing the ghost frequency kind of conjured up all this. It conjured up pretty much the entire dream. I appreciate the show. I listened to episode 1. Really enjoyed it. I hope this podcast grows, and I'm going to wrap things up here and talk to you later. All right. Have a good one.
First off, I do know what you mean by feeling the dream. And the best way I can describe it is having had dreams where something physically painful happens to you. A lot of times, I think when something physically painful happens in a dream, we wake up out of fear. It's almost like a jerking reaction. And I think sometimes our body's physical movement is what pulls us out of it. But if our body does not physically move, if we are in some sort of paralyzed state and we are still able to go through that dream, we can feel the pain. I've been shot in dreams. I've been cut in dreams. You know, you name it, over the course of the years, and anxiety or having anxiety and having weird dreams. I've had it happen. And it's painful. I mean, it really is painful. I've never in real life been shot or stabbed or anything. So I guess it's difficult to say this is what it feels like. But it's what my mind, I guess, conjures up to as to what it would feel like. So I do understand what you're meaning about the physical pain. When we go back to the discussion of the ghost frequency, quote unquote, there's a lot of thoughts on that. And if we're going to take it non-paranormal, let's go down that road for a minute here first, and take it more so as beings, animals, humans, all have reactionary points to feel, to sound, to sight, to smell, that can be triggered by various means, and some of it is unique to the individual. Or to the animal, and some I think are just universal to the species we're talking about as to what they're going to react to. A dog whistle, for example, most dogs will react to a dog whistle by barking, getting anxious, and flipping out a little bit. Or if it's a trained depending on the frequency and how the animal is either trained or is just naturally reacting. I think the same can be the same with humans, with the ghost frequency, as they call it, where I think it may just be a tone that is so unsettling to the mind and to the brain. And it's just one of those things that where we maybe not are jumping up and screaming in dread going, oh, my God, a serial killer is on the loose. But In a subconscious way, when we've experienced that, may stir up anxiety, and then whatever recipe for anxiety you have in your mind gets played out, especially in a dream state. As you were saying, living in the country, living where you're at, people have called it serial killer land and things of that nature. And it sounds like you're someone who's into games. And obviously there's a lot of very, scary, sometimes dark imagery in some action games and some shooting games and things of that nature. So it's probably things that you've you know, been aware of or seen or heard, you know, you're an adult, at least a couple times in your life, and probably somewhat anxiety trigger points that essentially were released after sitting there with that that frequency. So I don't necessarily think it was something paranormal or an alternate reality, but more so maybe you triggered essentially a somewhat of a small anxiety attack, and it manifested itself in your dreams through kind of creepy imagery. It's, I guess, as close as you can get to if you're trying to manipulate your dreams and say, here's what I'd like to dream about tonight. I remember that on the Jetsons when I was a kid. Elroy said, okay, he pressed a button and that's what he got to dream about at night. And I thought, wow, in the future, that will be awesome. I can't wait for the box where I can pick my dream. Unfortunately, that's never happened. But I guess if you're wanting to increase your odds of having a nightmare or a very anxiety ridden dream, play that frequency as you're going to bed or right before going to bed. And I would think that your odds may increase, not necessarily increase for something paranormal to happen. Could it? Anything is possible. But is it more so a trigger just for our mind as human beings? And it's something that is just essentially baked into all of us. I think that that may be the answer more than anything else when it comes to that topic. Thank you for the call. Greatly appreciated. If you want to call in and share your story with us, your dream, 800-606-7193 is our phone number. 1-800-606-7193 to share your dream with us here at Dream Meanings, or, of course, through the website dreamingradio.com. Okay, on to our next letter. It comes into us from Misty, and Misty says, I was about 20 years old at the time I had this dream. I was in the church that I grew up in, standing in between the pulpit and pews and over to the side. I was turned in a way that I could see the congregation and the pulpit area. The church was completely full except for one seat at the front. Everyone had on dark clothing and lots of them were crying. It was definitely a somber atmosphere, but there was nothing happening to indicate why. I woke up, and as soon as I did, my mom came and told me that Mr. Wesley had passed away during the night. I'd known Mr. Wesley my entire life as a sweet, grandfatherly gentleman who attended our church. Yet we sat in the front, in the one seat that was unoccupied in my dream. So, I asked what was going on when you had this dream, and she said I was working and in college. Also, had some questionably paranormal activity in our home. We were experiencing a strange odor in the house, accompanied by a heavy, oppressive feeling. What sort of questions do you have about it? She says, well, was this a coincidence that I had the dream around the time of Mr. Wesley's passing, or was this something else? Good question. And a question that, quite honestly, I don't think we're ever going to know the definitive answer to. If I had to have, you know, the scale where one side says paranormal and the other side says intuition, I would probably be having the arrow point a bit more into the direction of the paranormal. I guess what I would ask you is, were you aware of his illness? Were you aware, you know, if there was an illness? I know it doesn't really state that, but were you aware of his health? Was anyone aware that he may be essentially kind of in the final stages of life when you had this dream? Because if so, I could see that being very much your mind essentially trying to cope and trying to prepare you. This is what our minds do, especially us folks with anxiety. Our minds are always sitting there trying to prepare ourselves for what life may deal at us next. And a lot of times it goes to the worst case scenario. and that's, you know, seldom whatever happens, but that's how our minds work. And it tries to essentially play out, especially in a dream form. Here's what you may be seeing soon. Hope you're ready for it. So if you were aware of his health, it may not necessarily be all that paranormal. It may not necessarily be all that much of a coincidence. It may just be one of those things where here's a representation. Clearly, you knew where he sat in church on a regular basis. You knew if he was going to pass, it would be a somber, setting, a very specific feel to how that would be. And that might have just been your subconscious preparing you for what may be coming soon. And the timing may have just been that, a coincidence. If you're going to go to the other realm of this, we've heard it so many times on the Ghost Show of someone who has passed without prior knowledge or anyone having any clue that the person, including the person themselves, having any clue that their time was about to come and loved ones being visited or having some sort of vision of it happening as it happens without them being physically informed through a call or email or anything. It's just they know. So there's one of those things that is one of those things where I think we are all connected on a certain wavelength to each other. Some of us more strongly than others, and that I think sometimes can come through. But again, without knowing the other part to that and the relationship and the knowledge that you may have had, even just in passing, even if it's not something you were sitting there dreading and thinking about, you know, death is a big thing. Death is something that our minds try and prepare us for, whether it's someone that's very close to us or not. And that may have just been what was going on. It's hard to say either way. But thank you for the story. Thank you for sharing that dream. Happy to have given my two cents on it. I'm drinking coffee again. between recording episode 2 and episode 3, I had my appendix out. It was about a month in between. I know as this is released, it's in our regular podcast form, it's released on a weekly basis. But in our initial recording of these shows to get it ready for release, it's taken a couple months just to get a few episodes put together. And I had my appendix out and I have not had coffee since then. And I have to say it's delicious. I was really kind of enjoying like just not having the coffee because you get the kind of the caffeine headaches and I'm not real big on decaf. It's like, if I'm going to do it, I'm going to do it. And I got a new coffee maker here where our studio is for this show. Just a little, single, Keurig type thing, although it's not a Keurig, it's like a cheaper brand. Got that and I had to test it out because I needed to test it. That was my reasoning. I'm going to have coffee just to make sure this coffee maker works. It's brand new, in the box, factory sealed. And I'm happy to report it works. I'm on my second cup of coffee for the day now. And I'm going to have to break this habit again now. Although it was funny when I was in there for my appendix being out. They tell you right afterwards, okay, here's what you should and shouldn't be eating. I was in the hospital for about 2 nights because it burst just out of nowhere, boom, and it was painful. It was very painful. And they're, okay, now eat light foods, eat things that are not going to upset your stomach. And what's the first thing that happens the next morning after my surgery? Because the surgery was at about 9 or 10 o'clock at night. The first thing they bring me for breakfast is coffee. And there was like fried potato and some other fried items. And then lunch was chicken fried steak with gravy. And I'm just thinking, what the hell's going on here? You have this group of very great, dedicated nurses and doctors that are on it and are on you all the time, making sure that they're giving you the right medications and fluids and whatever they're pumping into that IV. And then so callously, the kitchen folks just kind of show up. Here's a big tray of food. You didn't order it, or it's just here, eat. And I know, it's good to eat, but it just seems the two don't work hand in hand at all. It's almost like if you had a fire department trying to put out a fire, and then just because one of the tenants happens to be a pyromaniac, just keep showing up and lighten it back up while they're trying to put out the fire. It made little to no sense. It was my first experience staying in a hospital, really, the hospital staff was great, but I did not understand the food situation where they were saying, okay, don't eat anything like this, but here you go. Here's a whole bunch of the stuff we just said not to eat. It didn't make sense. So there you go. 800-606-7193 is our phone number. 800-606-7193 to share your dream story with us here at Dream Meetings. Let's go to another letter. Nikki writes in, I had a dream I remember waking up from. I woke up because I was hearing something outside the front door. Got out of my bed and moved through the apartment to the front door. I remember that the apartment in my dream was exactly as my apartment that I lived in real life. So at this point in the dream, I didn't realize I was in a dream. I could hear voices outside the front door, so I looked through the peephole. And through the peephole, I could see stairs going down the right side and across the landing. There was a door to another apartment. There was someone at that door with their back to me. I could tell something shady or illegal was going on, but I couldn't exactly tell what. But the person at the door noticed I was watching. The man rushed to my door, slamming his hand against it, and I could feel the door shudder as I pressed my whole weight against it. I watched the doorknob turn and realized the deadbolt wasn't locked. He was pushing the door open, and I was desperately pushing it closed and trying to get the deadbolt to slide home. I finally did, and there was more banging. In a panic, I realized that my patio door was unlocked. It was also unlocked because I lived on the second floor, so I always felt pretty safe. But for some reason in my dream, it terrified me because I was sure this person wanted to kill me for whatever I had just witnessed. I was trying to get to the patio door to lock it, but as happens in dreams, my balance wouldn't work and my legs just kept turning to jello under me. I was starting to panic so bad that I started to hyperventilate in the dream and could see gray fuzzies around the edges of my vision like I was going to pass out. And that was it. Everything went black. I didn't wake up. I think I really passed out. I remember the dream when I woke up. I asked, what was going on in your life when you had the dream? I said, I'd just gotten divorced, moved into my first apartment on my own. Never lived by myself before at this point. The dream was so realistic, down to the layout of my apartment and being on the second floor and leaving my patio door unlocked. The only thing that was different was outside the peephole. There was no stairs to the right. In fact, in the real apartment, the stairs were to the left. There was a long breezeway in the stairs that weren't in the view of the peephole. During this time, I was also dealing with a lot of mental issues, depression, anxiety, and panic attacks. I was going through therapy. It was not working really well to combat these issues. Questions that she asked, can you pass out in a dream? If you pass out in a dream, is it really passing out? That's the other question. Can you pass out in a dream? I suppose anything would be possible, and that's your body then reacting to it, and then you kind of black out. It's hard to say how long you actually black out for, if that's what's happening. But I imagine that is possible. I've dreamt of being buried alive in a dream and literally being lowered into the ground and running out of oxygen and blacking out myself in a dream. And then waking up and realizing, just a dream. That's good news. So I suppose at least the thought of blacking out is certainly a possibility. In a dream. As far as what did the dream mean, I think it's kind of self-explanatory when you understand what was going on in your life. You're on your own, like you said, for the first time, probably a lot of insecurities, and you said yourself, a lot of anxieties going on. And it's just kind of questioning and your mind balancing the security of your new life, of what was going on in a home, apartment, whatever your dwelling is. That is, you know, it's a sacred place. It is a place that should be a sanctuary, that should be something where you don't have to worry about someone from the outside coming in. And it may have just been some anxiety of, you know, who are you going to meet out there in the world? What does life have in store for you? And that person doing something on the other side may have just been the anxiety of, what are you going to come across? You don't know. And none of us know half the time what we're going to come across. And how is that going to affect you personally? The home may have been more so a representation of yourself. And how is this new new life. How are you going to handle it? How will the future pan out? I'm thinking it was just a lot of anxieties manifesting itself in that way. Thank you for sharing that experience with us here on Dream Meanings. I almost sung it there. Should we have a jingle? Should I sing the jingle? I'll get like some really, we should do it like Yacht Rocky. Have some sort of, you know, like a violin, and then I don't know what else would be great. You know, guitars. We can make it sound like England Dan and a John Fort Coley song. Wouldn't that be Dream Meanings? Dream Meanings. Oh, that's Cat Stevens, correct? Is that Cat Stevens? Yeah, I'm trying to think of what song that is. Someone knows. Someone. Da 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 da. Anyway, you see my insanity and my my love of 70s and 80s light rock doesn't end on our other podcast, Real Ghost Stories Online. It carries well over to any podcast that I may host. So just so you know, that will never end on a show that I'm involved with. LJ writes into us, I've had this reoccurring dream for the last 7 years or so, and each time I dream it, it slightly changes. I lived in two houses growing up. In this dream, I'd be standing in front of the house in California that I spent the latter part of my childhood in and early adulthood in. I'd be standing there, I'd be facing the street, but across the street is the house from my earlier childhood, which is in Utah. All of my friends and family are standing in front of the Utah house across the street and telling me, pleading for me to cross the street. It's snowing at the Utah house. It's all blue and gray around the sky. I turn around to look at the California house, and it's on fire. I can feel the heat. The sky is burning. I can smell burning leaves. I can hear wind. Things are falling apart all around me, and I won't cross the street. Sometimes I try to speak out to them, but I have no voice. This goes on for, I'm sure, well, just a few minutes, but it feels like an eternity. Then I just wake up, upset and scared to death. As I continue to dream, as the years go by, the cast of friends and family change to who I'm currently involved with. Years ago, it was people I went to college with. 6 months ago, it's a man who's now my husband, who is in the crowd. I'd love any insight on what you think may trigger this dream. I truly love your other podcast, Real Ghost Stories Online. I'm an EPP, and that means extra podcast person. For those of you who are unfamiliar with that show, it means they pay a $5 a month fee, and they get access to all of our bonus episodes over on that show on our website, ghostpodcast.com. And I wish you guys the best of luck. Excited to see where this new podcast goes. I have so many awkward dreams, and sometimes they're downright odd and terrifying. I'd be happy to send in more if you'd like. Thanks for all you do. I asked what was going on at the time of the dream. Says I lived in Utah and California throughout my childhood up until I was about 22. I'd move back and forth every few years depending on what was going on with my dad's job at the time. My parents owned homes in both states. As I became an adult living in California, I had many emotional problems, as did the whole family. Things were always unstable. There was a lot of sadness and depression. My mother always struggled with addiction, and when I became an adult, our relationship really seemed to take a dive, and we couldn't be around each other hardly at all without a blow-up. My life was headed absolutely nowhere the first time I had this dream. I had no job. I was stuck in a physically and emotionally abusive relationship and problems. I had problems at home, and I don't know where to turn. I decided I'd attend our local community college for a break from the hell that was my life. Well, with all my personal problems, I could barely focus and move forward. On a whim, I applied to the University of Utah, where magically I was accepted. In a matter of 4 days, I packed my bag, begged my dad to buy me a plane ticket to Salt Lake to stay at an uncle's house. With $76 to my name, I was gone. I barely told my mom I was leaving and definitely didn't leave a trace for that boyfriend. Immediately, my life improved. Within a week, I had a job. I excelled in school. I had new friends. I could see a decent future for myself. Whenever I travel back to California to see my parents, I can't stand being in that house. Usually we'll stay in a hotel. My life continues to be great here in Utah, and I'll never, ever go back. I do have the dream still from time to time. It still feels so real. I hope this is enough info to get some answers. Questions that she has. Why can't I speak in this dream? Why is a California house on fire? Why won't I cross the street? Why is it snowing in Utah? Why is it recurring? My answer to a lot of this is the blueprint that you had created for you in the first, sounds like 22 years of your life. All the back and forth, all the hoping that on the other side of the street, meaning the other state, it would be better. And so many times it sounds like it wasn't until eventually it was. But it sounds like there was so much back and forth where it just simply wasn't, or it was very much the same. And I'm guessing there was a lot of looking back at that time as to the previous setting that you were at, going, maybe that was better over there. Maybe, you know, whatever is here in the future is not going to be the greatest. And I can imagine there was probably some anxiety there when you moved to Utah initially, of feeling, is this going to be, you know, the continued trend when it finally, you know, changed when you went to school? And then you finally did break that trend. But the fact is, a good portion of the blueprint that's been made for you, that back and forth wasn't always the greatest. And I think your mind, to a certain extent, still operates on that, as in, and is still probably waiting for that other shoe to drop to show you once again, you know, it's not always the greener on the other side. Obviously, in some cases it is. But the anxiety that may be there from those first several years of life is going to just continue to replay itself as you have that slight bit of doubt in the possibility of a brighter future for yourself. But I'm so glad you found it, and that you were able to really find some happiness and not have to stay in that blueprint that you were being dealt for so much of the first part of your life. Unfortunately, so many people just continue down those trends, and it almost becomes, at least for many, you know, they think it's out of their own control. It really sometimes is just a matter of taking that control. Not in every case, but I think in a lot of cases it very much can be when we take control of our lives. Unfortunately, though, our subconscious is a little bit more in control of our dreams and our conscious mind. And that's where you're going to get dealt those bizarre dreams and troubling dreams. Why is it snowing? I don't know. That I don't know. Why couldn't you speak? I just think that was an example of feeling not having control. Why is it reoccurring? And like I said, that I think just goes right back to the blueprint. It's what your mind knows, and you're not in that situation anymore, but it's a path and a track that your mind is going to continue to probably go through, and you'll probably continue to have it, unfortunately. Thank you for writing in your letter and sharing that with us. Greatly appreciate it. Phone number again, 800-606-7193, 800-606-7193, or you can go to our website, dreamingradio.com, and share your dream with us, and we may discuss it on a future episode of Dream Meanings. That wraps up today's episode number 3 of Dream Meanings. Thank you for listening. Greatly appreciate it. If you like this show, be sure to check out our ghost show, Real Ghost Stories Online. Go ahead and search that in iTunes, Stitcher, YouTube, whatever. We're all over the place. Or our other website, realghoststoriesonline.com. Lots of places to find content from us. So do check that out. Until next time, I'm Tony Bruschi. Thanks for listening to Dream Meanings.